AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he will not be at the Capitol January 20th when Joe Biden is sworn in as president. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says he will skip Biden's inauguration, becoming the first incumbent president to blow off his successor swearing in since Andrew Johnson in 1869. His tweet comes amid growing talk of removing the president even before the inauguration. House Democrats are considering a second round of impeachment proceedings. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's also talked with Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley about keeping the president from initiating military actions or a nuclear strike. She tells colleagues Milley assured her steps are in place to prevent a Trump nuclear launch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This follows the violence at the Capitol Wednesday. This woman was there and says Joe Biden's certification should not have happened.
I'm so disturbed what Vice President Pence did. I didn't believe he was part of the deep state. I didn't want to believe it, and I'm broken.
A Capitol police officer died of injuries suffered Wednesday at the Capitol. The AP's Colleen Long reports investigators and police have been busy.
We can expect to see not only more people potentially arrested, but also really specific charges against individuals linked with social media images, mostly maskless protesters taking selfies. It's not likely that many of them will get charged with actual crimes. The prosecutors are more likely to hone in on the really specific and egregious examples of violence.
One protester, a woman from California, was shot to death by Capitol Police. Three other people died after medical emergencies related to the breach at the Capitol. In a reversal of a Trump administration policy, President-elect Joe Biden says he will release most available coronavirus vaccine doses to speed delivery to more people. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. For the first time, the U.S. topped 4,000 daily coronavirus deaths. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. registered 4,085 deaths from COVID-19 infections Thursday. At the same time, nearly 275,000 new cases were confirmed. States being hit with the biggest surges and highest number of deaths include California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. The numbers are another reminder of the worsening situation following the holidays, as more people traveled and held family gatherings, along with spending more time indoors because of the winter cold. More than 365,000 Americans have now died from confirmed coronavirus infections since the pandemic began. Worldwide, the total is more than 1.9 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
For the third straight day, the NFL's Cleveland Browns can't get into their facility to practice as coronavirus testing continues. The Browns have a playoff game Sunday night. Ed Donahue, AP News.